Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: walking from glory to glory in the own generation. Chapter 2. The growing relationship with the glory of God in walking in the Lord's newness of life. In the previous chapter, we chose to address the glory of God in terms of the essential condition it represents for a Christian, also in the sense that one can be sustained by this glory in the salvation and life granted in Christ Jesus. Now, in this second chapter, we would like to focus more on the aspect that a Christian's relationship with the glory of God takes place in an increasing way. That is, by walking according to the glory of God already achieved, a Christian also grows to know more of this same glory of the Lord for other stages of one's walking in Christ Jesus. A Christian having the information that God is one's Redeemer and the one who offers the newness of life in Him is undoubtedly already a huge benefit for one's life. However, this more general understanding also needs to be supplemented with a more precise or practical knowledge of other aspects of the glory of the Lord, and not just an informative knowledge that the glory of God is important for one's life. Therefore, just as the Lord adds grace upon grace, and just as the Lord adds more wisdom and more abundance of life to those who receive grace upon grace by also walking according to the grace that is revealed to them, so also the Lord adds the manifestation of His glory from glory to glory to the lives of Christians who walk according to the parts of the glory already manifested to them. In this way, the growing and abundant granting of both God's grace and the Lord's glory is an inseparable factor of God's purpose for the lives of those who come to believe in Him, as some more texts below show us. Psalms 84, 11-12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory, no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. John 1:14-16. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. It is only because of the grace of the Lord that a person can reach the condition of becoming constituted as a Christian and having one's face unveiled or uncovered from the veil that prevents him or her from seeing the glory of the Lord. However, it is also only by revealing a part of the Lord's glory, as the Lord being the God of grace, that a person can exercise faith in Christ Jesus to have the veil removed in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, 16-17. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. According to the words of the last text of the book of 1 Peter quoted above, we can see that the grace of the Lord is offered to us in the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the revelation of the glory of God to human beings. That is, grace introduces or manifests the Lord Christ Jesus to us so that, by increasing knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may obtain more grace, or so that the grace of God may be multiplied in our lives as we learn to know the Lord from glory to glory, as also exposed in the following text. 2 Peter 1:2-3. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Thus, God offers saving grace to all through the revelation and the announcement to the whole world of the glory that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only eternal Savior appointed for all human beings. However, after a person has achieved salvation, It is by continuing to know the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ that God grants the multiplication of His grace for all aspects necessary for life and godliness according to the salvation achieved, as Paul also teaches us in the text below. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. As already noted above, heavenly grace gives people knowledge of God's saving glory. However, it is by accepting the revealed glory and by trusting the Lord in this already revealed aspect of His glory that an individual has access to also being able to live and walk in the grace offered to him or her, which shows us that the increasing working of God's grace in an individual's life and the revelation of God's glory in Christ Jesus are inseparable. Given this, without understanding that growth in God's grace goes hand in hand with growth in the knowledge of God's glory, a Christian may even desire and intensely seek God's grace, but perhaps one will not reach it in the appropriate measure by not seeking grace by the means or way that God grants it to Christians. Some Christians, for example, long for God's grace and seek it intensely, but, at the same time, want to obtain it in their own ways, not paying attention or not accepting that God has clearly established that the granting of His grace upon grace also occurs through a Christian's growing knowledge of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, for those who have already received saving grace in their lives, it can be said, in a way, that seeking the knowledge of the glory of God in Christ Jesus is even more important than the pursuit of the Lord's very grace. For the grace of the Lord is bestowed upon Christians in a continuous and increasing way according to their growth in the knowledge of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. One more aspect that reminds us that the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus is one of the essential aspects of what eternal life is, as the following texts also teach us. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Still recalling the theme of the Gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, we would like to briefly mention again that knowing the glory of God is the way in which the Lord allows His virtues, attributes, and sovereign position to be known by human beings so that people may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust their lives in everything to the Lord. So, on the one hand, we can see that God does not require Christians to believe what is not revealed to them about the Lord in order not to believe what is not true. On the other hand, it should be noted that God is ready to show His glory in a broader and more specific way to those who want to know, from glory to glory, more of the Lord who gives them salvation and eternal life. When the Lord Jesus Christ called His disciples to believe in Him for everlasting life, He also did so by revealing to them the facet of His glory that He is the resurrection and the life, even if a person comes to die in one's natural condition. John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" We highlight here, then, that walking from glory to glory is particularly significant or essential for walking in the Lord's newness of life because, by the increasing knowledge of the glory of God, a Christian is also strengthened in one's faith in the Lord to know that in the present world, there is no circumstance in which Christ Jesus cannot help and prepare a Christian or grant His grace for a Christian to be strengthened and established by God in everything. Therefore, just as growth in the grace of the Lord to experience grace upon grace goes together with knowing the glory of the Lord from glory to glory, So also being strengthened in the faith in the Lord goes together with knowing the glory of the Lord from glory to glory, so that a Christian may live and walk from faith to faith as is pertinent to everyone who has been justified before God in Christ Jesus. Heavenly grace reveals the glory of God in Christ Jesus so that each individual can believe and receive Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior of one's life. However, once a person already has available the possibility of knowing more of God in Christ Jesus, God also calls this person to continually seek to know more of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Since the lack of God's glory is a terrible aspect resulting from sin, being able to have access to the knowledge of God's glory, because of heavenly salvation, is also one of the most precious and glorious aspects of this same salvation, as well as one of the aspects most necessary for a Christian to be strengthened to continually walk and grow in the Lord's newness of life. Thus, to teach Christians how to live and walk in His newness of life, God points to His own attributes revealed in His glory. One more reason why it is vital that every Christian continues to grow, from glory to glory, in the knowledge of the glory of one's Lord and Savior. Let us see below some more brief examples of how the Lord calls Christians to look at the attributes of His glory so that, from these, they may also be taught in their lives. Matthew 11, 27-29. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. John 6:35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 6:57. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. John 7:18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. When thinking about the glory of God, some people seek to know it in some naturally visible manifestation of God's power. However, although the Lord can reveal His glory in this way, the first or central aspect of the revelation of God's glory to Christians is aimed at illuminating the eyes of their understanding about who is or how is the Lord of their lives, for it is according to His very attributes that God works the manifestations of His glory. Therefore, when God calls Christians to know His glory from glory to glory, we see, also in this way, God calling Christians to fellowship with Him through Christ Jesus to directly or personally know more deeply the God who created them and also saved them through the redemptive work of Christ Jesus on the cross of Calvary, as follows. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:1-4. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. 1 Corinthians 1:4-9. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Finally, in this chapter, we would like to highlight that our objective in this theme is not to make a broader approach about the glory of God itself and how a Christian can know it, for the aim of this theme is to address more specifically some aspects about walking from glory to glory, and because a broader approach on the glory of the Lord itself and how it can be known is already described in the theme mentioned above on the Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ. A subject that we repeatedly and remarkably suggest to everyone and of which we recall two texts below. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 4:5-7. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.